baba. Achupala na mapocket I can have her. Na left mwena mwesi alafu paka nagwa. Gamula ndundu wala jele like Mbolo tu pin shali finge fshikisa. Nala wani chandu bitch test nikita. Wala wadi puanduke beb test pikisa. Kuti shi babidi jenadi. Mwena sef min dele sepunde tutuga. Dele sepunde tutuga. Papa test pao pocket inje no kuntuga. Pocket inje no kuntuga. Never say, take a call, if we feel it right. They look, we feel it right. She says she down for the deal, if we feel it right. They look, we feel it right.
What if I told you that Village Banking has been given a digital facelift? FNB Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money. Make large deposits and withdrawals, plus get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs or your branch. Also, with FNB's Group Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat. The push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Copper Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Copper Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
60-year-old woman arrested in Kapirimpunji for assaulting her two grandchildren for allegedly stealing 7 kwacha. Chief Ashai Wila commend government for prioritizing rural development through CDF. In Africa news, a Zimbabwe prophet Awole Tamagaya denied bail on in rape and fraud charges. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Police in Kapirimpunji have detained a 60-year-old woman for allegedly physically assaulting her two granddaughters, whom she accused of stealing 7 kwacha. The suspect has been identified as a Rosemary Kapunga of Kawama Hillside area, and the victims are aged 9 and 7 years old. Central Province Deputy Police Commanding Officer Lemekani Chilwa has confirmed the developments to Kumbon Radio News. Meanwhile, former Kapirimpunji Pastors Fellowship Chairperson Bishop Japhet Msoni has described the gender-based violence against children as disturbing. Bishop Msoni said that such an act is unholy and uncalled for, adding that adults should learn to control their tempers.
I know how I treat my grandchildren. In fact, I treat them more leniently than I usually treated my own children. So if she can go to that extent just because of losing money. In fact, you don't discipline people like that. People cannot, children cannot be disciplined in that way, they become worse. So the issue of child abuse, we wouldn't say that it's something that is something that is welcome. Child abuse is actually ungodly and Christian, because some of us have kept children who are not even our relatives. That we see that our office is funded and we take them in and we begin to keep them. So it's very much unchristian.
Chifa Shaibila of the Lala speaking people in Mukuju district has expressed a gratitude to government for prioritizing rural development through the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, which has transformed many communities. The traditional leader has also raised concerns over the continued delay in paying farmers who supplied maize to government through the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Chief Shaibila has since appealed to Central Province Minister to intervene and ensure that the affected farmers are paid to avoid disrupting the upcoming planting season.
Old mines have been opened, meaning our people would have employment, again, living for the nation. There are so many. I would just urge you to speed up the licenses on artisanal mining. Artisanal mining, we need to empower our people. The FRA payment, those are FRA payment as the chief of Moret. Shaibila Chiefdom is the biggest producer of grain in the Mukush. I think in Zambia we can be second. So I'm worried as a chief because up to now my farmers are not paid. Even reached 50% paying my farmers. So meaning the bumper harvest we bragged about last season, it may be compromised this season.
Meanwhile, Central Province Minister Mwabashike Ngulukusa says the government has disbursed a 2 billion kwacha to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to pay farmers that have sold their maize to the agency in the ongoing crop marketing season in Central Province. Mr. Ngulukusa disclosed that the government will ensure that the farmers are paid on time to enable them to prepare for the 2025-2026 farming season. He commended farmers in Mukuju district and the province for their hard work, which made it possible for the country to record a bumper harvest in the 2024-2025 farming season.
Another 2 billion kwacha has been released so that the continuous payment of farmers can go on so and continue to reduce the numbers. He is optimistic that within the shortest period of time, we can move to finish. The total budget of what we are supposed to pay farmers is about 9 billion kwacha. And so far, once this is released, we remain with a small portion up of about 3 billion kwacha. So meaning, and he tasked the Minister of Finance that the remaining should be found quickly so that the farmers are paid because the rains are near.
Chingola bears the clergy and Life Cathedral Bishop Joseph Kajila has urged business owners across the country to be fair to consumers by reducing prices of goods and services in line with the recent economic improvements. Bishop Kajila says it is disheartening to see that despite the continued appreciation of the kwacha, a reduction in fuel prices and a slowdown in inflation, many traders and retailers have continued charging high prices, exploiting consumers for excessive profits. He says that business players at all levels, from manufacturers and distributors to wholesalers and retailers, must now act responsibly and reflect the reduced cost of production in their pricing. He emphasized that a fair pricing would not only bring relief to struggling consumers, but also stimulate economic activity by enabling more people to afford goods and services. Bishop Kajila further notes that if businesses applied fairness in pricing, it would create a win-win situation that promotes a social and economic stability while boosting consumer confidence in the market.
You have made enough profits. You cannot convince us that from since so long time ago up to now you haven't recovered your cost of production. Because when these parameters like fuel, affording the price and quota is gaining, it means it helps your cost of production to come down. So what are you going to tell us to continue raising the prices of commodities? You are making super profits. This you must stop. So no more excuses. Stop exploiting us for super profits. It's time to prioritize fairness and customer welfare and well-being. That will be the goodwill you are passing on to the Zambian people.
The Entrepreneurship and Leadership Council of Zambia has called on government to collaborate with the private sector to promote entrepreneurship in the country. Council President Thomas Sijone emphasized that stakeholder involvement is crucial for the success of entrepreneurship initiatives. He says that while acknowledging the positive impact of the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, on entrepreneurship, there is need for continued collaboration